And we've got with us a fitness instructor, Linda Villagi. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
How did I know she was going to wear pink? Hot pink or some kind of blue? There's usually, that must be sometimes the trendy colors that, you know, fitness instructors, they see what's out there.
We need to stand out, right?
Right. Well, they got to know who's leading the class, right?
Right. That's right.
Other than the person who might be up front there as well. What kind of instructions or classes do you offer or do you lead here at Fitness?
Here at Mercy, I teach cardio kickbox. I teach boot camp. I teach strength training. I'm also a personal trainer.
So that's serious stuff. I mean, when you put the word boot camp and the word kickboxing.
Yes.
So that's a lot. That's a high energy. A lot of.
Yeah, I do a lot of the high intensity hit type training here.
At what point in your life did you decide you wanted to do that?
Well, I've always been interested in sports, always. And in my 40s, I'm giving away my age here because I'm older than that. In my 40s, I started working at a gym behind the desk. And I'd watch all the fitness instructors and the personal trainers, and I would take their classes, and I would think, I can do that. I'm going to do that. So I finally went ahead and got certified and everything.
Does that require a continuation of education?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
Because you talk about some of these things, boot camp, cardio kickboxing, you can go back 10 years and these things didn't really even exist in the mainstream, so to speak.
Right, right, yes. No, we have to go back every 2 years to do CEU hours. Or if you want to pick up a different certification, you know, we're always trying to update what we do.
When you do that, is it all book work or is it like physically doing
it's both,
it?
Okay. Yes. It's book work, and then you go for a weekend and you do the practical end of it, and then you take a test at the end.
And you learn the correct way to do all these things, which is the key to any kind of fitness that you do.
Yes. Yes.
It seems like every couple of years something new comes down the pike. Mm-hmm. What's hot now?
Well, what's hot right now is definitely here at Mercy is cardio kickbox on bags. I mean, these classes are jam-packed. Mercy just bought us more bags, so we can get 40 people into a class, which that's huge. Also, the bar class, Total Bar, is very hot right now. That's taught by Amy. And it's kind of taken off the ballet bar. Lots of squats. It's all lower body type stuff. That's really, really hot right now.
We saw that when we went on the tour. Ryan was showing us some of the rooms. They recently installed some of the bars.
They just put up a bar for us, so that's really hot.
And even yesterday up on one of the screens here at Mercy, it talked about how, that class was full already.
Yes,
already booked.
It was
already last
booked.
Night.
You now have to pre-register for the bar class. So. And also Aqua Zumba, that's another new class Deb Hale teaches. And that is Zumba, which is a Latin-inspired dance and exercise, but we now do it in the pool. So that's really interesting.
That can bring a lot of other people who can't really maybe do the Zumba just on the room, but the water, which allows for more buoyancy.
Less impact on your joints, yeah. So.
Have you had a chance to see whatever they call some kind of hydro... what is that, the treadmill that they have in the center up here, which is people able to, it's like a bubble. That
like puts, a zero gravity.
It puts them in water and allows them to do treadmill work without.
Right.
So it's a therapy thing that they have here at the physical therapy center, which is kind of different, but it's interesting how they've been able to take something which is in a pool, requires a lot of water, and kind of condense it into a smaller thing. So that's kind of an
always lower impact on the joints in the pool. So.
You also mentioned you do personal training.
Yes.
What should someone look for in a personal trainer?
Well, I mean, really, in a personal trainer, it's a preference. Some people like men, some people like women. Someone who is going to design a plan fit for that client. Because not everyone is off, you know, some people need to start very small, and you don't want to hurt them. You want to get them interested. So they continue on with a healthy lifestyle. Those are the people that need to lose a lot of weight or they've never really exercised before. But then I also train high school and college athletes. So my program for them is entirely different. I train couples together. So I'm always have to a little bit different for the guy than for the girl, and maybe the other way around. But, you know, I need to be knowledgeable on what my client is asking me to do.
You know, you mentioned training couples. I think that's really cool because I can see where there could be a little resentment there. One person goes, one person doesn't, one person's interested, one person's not. Why aren't you home? Whatever.
Right.
But yet you bring them together and they maybe have their separate routines, but you work with them together.
I work them. Yes. The first people that I started to train, couples, and they kind of feed off each other. It's interesting because the husband might bring the weights to the wife, you know, kind of help her out a little bit, tell her how good she's doing, and vice versa. So it's really nice to watch the couples grow together in their quest for fitness.
And when you do something like that, is the first personal training, besides setting up the routine that they do, whenever are you always with them when they're training, or do you set
yes.
them?
Okay. Well, I'm there when they hire me.
Okay.
And then I might give them things to do, you know, during the week when they don't see me. I have some people that hire me once a week, twice a week, and then I also have people that hire me 3 times a week.
Okay. So it's like a fitness lesson in a sense where they,
it is.
You know, you have a music lesson where you'll have the instructor, you'll do the things, and then maybe on your own you'll learn these things, come
yes.
back. They'll say, well, no, you've been doing this wrong, or you picked up a bad habit, corrected this
right.
or that type
yeah,
of thing.
I'm a stickler about form. So I'm there to make sure safety reasons to be in the correct form, to perform the exercise correctly so you're using the correct muscles.
What do you use as a good measurement to know how successful? Is it their weight? Is it how they feel? Is it how much they're be able to do?
It's really all of that.
Okay.
It's all of that encompassing, and it's a journey. You know, you're not going to just do this in a 3-week period. You know, this is a journey. This actually is a lifestyle for all of us to learn how to eat healthy, because really eating healthy is 80% of getting in shape.
I shouldn't have gotten that pizza last night.
Don't brag on the pizza.
Moderation.
Right, that's the key right there.
Just always think you're helping the economy anytime you go out and purchase a pizza. Think of the pizza delivery guy, the girl back there at the counter, the guy putting it in that rack or flipping the pizza.
And then you can hire me for the next day.
There you go.
Well, that's just a little more incentive. A lot of people will do that. They'll say, I'm here because I cheated or I had this, so now I have to.
And, you know, it's okay to cheat every once in a while. It's okay. But then it's about getting back on and eating healthy again, you know.
And you mentioned, too, about the importance of getting somebody maybe easing into it, because the worst thing that could happen is somebody gets hurt after 2 weeks and you don't see them anymore.
It's true. It really is. So I have to sit down the very first time I talk with any client. I sit down and I discuss, what are your goals? Let's talk about this. And so I need to make an assessment of my client. Each client is different.
And you find out what they really like to do. I'm looking at that list again. You've got that cardio kickboxing, boot camp, the aqua zumba. I like that. That sounds like a hairstylist. Doesn't that sound like something you would, like a beauty product or something?
Look, you need to take that class.
That's right. Come in and try it.
I'm throwing it down right here, right now.
Ooh,
you get in the aqua zumba class.
What kind of shorts, swim shorts do you wear with an aqua zumba? What kind of music shorts that goes with that? Something probably.
Whatever you're comfortable
with. Comfort. That's what I like to hear about that. Don't want to be uncomfortable when you're trying to, you know, do some training. Our guest today, Linda Vilagi, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank